income gaps that were beginning to narrow a bit between rich and poor countries are now widening once again. And so if we take out China and other, you know, large countries that have had a lot of progress on poverty, we're basically talking about the poorest, what the World Bank would call the IDA countries, which is basically sub-Saharan Africa, a few countries in Central America or South Asia. These are the world's poorest countries, and the fact that their per capita incomes are projected over the next decade to not be rising rapidly enough to narrow this gap is a big concern.
What does this mean for the average citizen of these countries in terms of their lives and their hopes and their plans for a better tomorrow?
To the extent that developing countries have greater difficulty in exporting, don't generate sufficient revenue, and can't do the proper level of investment that's needed in infrastructure and health and education, etc., this affects people's lives. I think it's also fair to say that the external sector for many countries is important, but equally important are internal policies. And I think we have other World Bank reports and other international organizations like the IMF that have looked at what's happening inside poor countries. And unfortunately, a lot of domestic policies are also lagging in terms of their efficiency, their effectiveness, and their insulation from political influence and corruption.
Will this report be an incentive for anyone living in some of these countries to want to leave? There's a lot of movement from Africa, from Asia, to richer countries. And a lot of people are unfortunately dying trying to cross the Mediterranean.
Income earnings differentials between what a 20-year-old can earn in Mali and what they think they can earn in Europe is going to be, you know, 20 to 1 or 50 to 1. You're going to see migration. I don't think that's the issue. I think the reason why this report is important is it came out in the week of the what we call the spring meetings here in Washington, the IMF World Bank semi-annual meetings. And I think the World Bank was trying to make a case that more money needed to go into their International Development Association funding. These are the almost near grant transfers that accompany projects that the World Bank does in the poorest countries. So I think this was a call to arms to try to get donors to pony up more money, because the situation has gotten worse than it was a decade ago.